questions you may have, he's actually here.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, good to hear. Good to hear. Happy Wednesday, huh? Made it halfway through the week already.
Yeah.
And speaking, is it Tony? Is that right?
Yes.
All right, pleasure to meet you, sir. So, yeah, Precious just sent over information. Catch up to Steve and Nicole a little bit here. I got to say, first off, congratulations on the established business. 24 years in. Talk about time for lions.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So, quick, a few things here. I want to make sure we have everything right. You're looking to target both residential and commercial work within pretty much in the local area. It's about, it says here, about 2 hours away from Augusta. Is that pretty accurate? Or are you trying to stay more local? Talk to me about that.
No, we'll go up as far as Atlanta.
Oh, get out of here. Okay, nice. All right, perfect, perfect. Well, we do have a package that is available for you to go ahead and do so. It's pretty amazing. So you can narrow things down to specific zip codes, counties, cities, however you like, because we're very flexible with that. Okay. Now, all calls come to you directly. Nobody ever touches any of your customers whatsoever. Okay, so however you like to be contacted, just let us know so that way we can put that out there on Google and these other directories that you'd be listed upon as well, too. Okay. Now, Tony, before I dive into pricing for you, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
No.
Okay, perfect. So I'm pretty sure you know how Google works and everything like that, so I don't have to go over that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you'll be listed not just on the first page of Google, but 60 other directories on top of that, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, just a lot of the local directories that customers can possibly be searching for your services. We just want to make sure it's convenient for them to find you when they need you. Now, we are month-to-month, no contracts. There's no pay-per-lead, pay-per-call, job, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. The Lip girl you spoke to earlier, she actually put in a 50% discount rate for you. So it brings your pricing all the way down to $449 month-to-month. Okay, there's no setup fees on top of that or hidden agendas. Not even a cancellation fees if that was the case. Now, the great news is out of $449 monthly, not additionally, but monthly, $300 of those dollars will be going also towards your Google Ads click spend above that local map section. So you'll be conquering two-thirds pretty much of Google searches when they're looking for you. Does that make all sense to you so far?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I feel like I talk too much sometimes. So, Tony, based off of pricing, though, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, beautiful. So the very first thing is I want to make sure we have everything correct for Google as well, too. I did look up your company a little bit, too. Did you already get verified through Google? Because I believe I see a Google Business Profile here. I just wasn't sure if it's the same one.
I believe I did, yes.
Okay. Do you have a different phone number for customers to reach out to? Because I have this phone number ending with 1151.
That's the only number I have.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's one thing I want to make sure we clear up, because there's another business out there that's pretty darn close to yours. It says Augusta Concrete Masonry LLC.
That's my company. That's my old company name.
Oh, that's your other one. Okay.
Yeah, I closed that one out. I dissolved that one and started the new one because I was in partnership with another person, and then we went our separate ways, so I started Augusta Decorative Concrete Masonry.
Get out of here. Okay. So that's something we definitely want to fix up so that way you're not losing opportunities, honestly. So what we'll do is we're pretty good with this. I'll make sure to get you expedited really quickly to get it re-verified for this new business name here, just to make sure that it's not getting confused for customers, right? So, Tony, to get started here, how do you spell your, is it short Tony, short for Anthony, or is it just T-O-N-Y?
It's short for Anthony.
Okay, perfect. And how do you spell your last name?
Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay. And, Tony, I want to make sure I make this promise to you. I'm not going to hang up the phone until you actually see on paper, through email, and through text, your actual invoice of everything that we discussed and everything that's included for you as well, okay? What's the best email I could send the invoice to?
You can send it to concreteman1223@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then, I know we kind of touched base a little bit on here. I just want to confirm here. So, this is the only phone number that you have here. You want the customers to reach out to this phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, just to make sure, this is for the Google part, so I can't mess up anything here. I got the business name. It's Augusta.
Yes.
Decorative, Concrete, and Masonry. I have the business address. It's 3086 Park Ridge, 30906. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, one other thing here, because we did have Precious put in an extra credit here for your website. Do you have a website at the current moment?
I do not.
Okay. So, I don't want you thinking, like, we're trying to upsell you on this stuff, man, but to be honest, she put in this credit here to actually include the website for you. So, I can't take credit for that one. You can give it all to the girl you spoke to earlier. Now, we get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days. What I would suggest is we set up a time and day for our technicians to talk with you. That way they can introduce themselves to you. Because they're open Monday through Friday, and they want to be there for you to go ahead and take the workload off your shoulders there. Okay? So tomorrow, do you have a time available to speak with them to go over how you want their website to look and things like that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What time works best for you, like morning or evening?
Evening.
Evening. Okay. I mean, I can go as late as, like, let's see, 5 o'clock. Would that work for you?
That's good. That sounds good. Is that Eastern
okay.
time?
Eastern time. You got it. Yes, sir. So what I'm going to do,
that'd be good.
I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send that same email over to our team, and all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? Give me 1 second.
Yeah? Sounds good.
Uh-huh. And that way you have my email as well, too, okay? I want to make sure you have always the form of contact here. Yes, sir. And here it is. Okay, sending it to you right now. And I'm going to give you the phone number that they're going to contact you through. It's going to be an 877 number. And don't worry, I'll give you that full phone number so you can save it. Make sure you can hold it everybody here.
Okay.
Let me know. I just sent that out. It's coming from my email at jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
I just got it.
Perfect. And it's going to, like I said, it's going to hit yes on there, nothing further than that. And then I'm going to put a reminder for them tomorrow, too, just in case.
Hey. All right, okay. I hit yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you, sir. And I just put the reminder in for them as well, too. Now, the next part that we're going to go over here is for Google, okay? I want to make sure we have everything up to par and precise. So, very first thing is, how would you like to be found as far as your hours of operations? Like Monday through Friday, 24-7? What do you think?
It's Monday through Friday from 6 to 6.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Perfect. And you're going to get sick of me saying this. Oh, wait, sorry again. Saturday, what was that?
Saturday, 6 to 12.
6 to 12 it is. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this right now, Tony, you're going to get sick of me saying this, but anytime you need to make any type of adjustment, please, don't hesitate to let our team know. That's what they're there for. Utilize them, okay?
All right.
And would you like the customers to only call you, or would you like them to text and email as well?
They can text and email.
Okay, perfect. Same email, right? All right.
Yep.
And next part is, I'm going to put as far as we can go here. Is there any specific areas that you want to make sure we're hitting heavily on to get these ads out there for you?
Yeah.
What do we got? You say it, I'll type it away.
It'd be Grovetown.
Grovetown, okay.
Evan. It'd be Augusta.
Of course, yep.
We got Harlem.
Harlem, okay.
We got Thompson.
Thompson, okay.
We got North Augusta, South Carolina.
Okay.
We got Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay.
I believe that's
okay.
It.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to put in here in parentheses for this and for your keywords that you may want to add more or you may want to adjust so that way they go over it. Just in case I misspelled anything, they'll make sure to make those corrections. And then if you wanted to add more, by all means, you can do so, okay? I'll include it in your package.
All right.
And I'm putting in notes here that website is included for you. There we go. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo?
We do cash. We don't do cash. We just do check. And we do electronic invoices.
Perfect. And then also, do you have a Facebook business page for your company by any chance?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, it saves the time there. found it. All right. Is that in Grovetown? It's showing that as well.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. Gotcha. Now, you do some good work, because I could see some time-consuming stuff.
Yes, yeah, sir. Man. I've been in the game for a long time, man.
I'm looking at my wall. I broke a sweat looking at that, man. Take my hat off to you.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right. The next one. So far as your keywords, now, again, I'm going to try to just give as much as possible for now. Does not mean it's the end-all, be-all. I mean, you get up to 100 keywords and phrases. I think that's more than enough. But if anything, I want to make sure I send this information to our technicians today. That way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch, okay? So obviously, masonry, yeah. But concrete. But is there any type of other lingo that I could put in here that you think customers might type to go ahead and help find you?
You want to put in, you got masonry in there? Bricklaying?
Yes, sir.
We do stonework.
Okay.
We do stucco work.
Okay.
We do stamp concrete.
Yeah, concrete. Right.
Concrete staining. We got stucco work.
Okay, got that one.
And I guess you can put block work in there too, and then we do repairs as well.
Okay. And then repairs. I'm going to, actually, I mean, you could tell me if you don't want to put this, but I'm going to use that word install, just in case, it's, you know, it's going to get you more hits there, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, and then also, I'm going to go ahead and put this through straight to them. All right, moment here. Oh, there we go. Okay, now, the next part, this is, I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This is for your protection, okay? So I want to make sure we do a voice verification where I put in the pricing in here for you. That way you're always protected for the life of you being with us. You'll always be grandfathered in. And then in the beginning, I'm going to ask you a few questions just to verify it. Try to answer as clearly as possible. And then if you have questions or any concerns, by all means, stop me in my fast track and ask away, okay? That's what I'm here for. Also, there's no cancellation fees or anything like that, and I'm going to tell you how to do that just in case if you ever decide to part ways in the future, which, knock on wood, I hope that never happens, okay? So before I get to that, give me one second, I'm going to hit that record button here. All right. There we go. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Buster Decorative Concrete and Masonry.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
You're Tony Gordon, owner.
Awesome. Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this, or you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively acknowledging your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second here. Tony, it's very important we keep everything very confidential between strictly you and us. That's it. So after this recording part, we'll set up a security question That way you know anytime we call in, you know it's us because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. Just don't forget your own answer, okay?
All right, I'm going to continue
here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on July 19th in the non-refundable amount of $449. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day as the 19th of every month in the same amount of $449. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So that's the end of that recording part right there, partner. So, like I said, I just want to make sure I keep to my word here. Everyone put the pricing and everything for you. So, the next part we're going to do is make sure we get this security question here going for you. Please, please, please don't forget your own answer. All right, so we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
First pet it is. Okay, and what would that answer be?
Primo.
P-R-I-M-O?
Yep.
That's a cool name, man. All right. Sorry, I was jumping in. I think of that one before. All right. All right. So just letting you know, this answer and this question will never change. So it's a huge red flag if anyone tries to mess with that, okay? You would hang up the phone right away. All right?
All right.
Yes, sir. All right. We're on the last part here. So, Tony, on the card that we're using today, is it just spelled out as Anthony Gordon? Or is it Tony Gordon on that?
No, this one has Robert Anthony Gordon.
Robert Anthony Gordon. Okay, let me put that in there. All right. And so let's put that here. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? That's 3086 Park Ridge?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so give me just a second here. And what kind of method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa it is. Now, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, let me get it. Hold on a second, okay?
Sure thing.
You ready?
All right, I'm ready for you, sir.
It's 4412.
Okay.
8100.
Okay.
2338-6846.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
It is 0627.
Awesome. And then last but not least, the security code.
006.
Awesome. Now, before I process any payment on here, I'll show you how much we're being honest with you. I want to make sure I refresh the account over and over just 2 times just to make sure that 50% discount rate is still plugging through, okay? So give me 2 seconds for my refresh. Okay, looking good, partner. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and process that payment for only $440. Oh, it's showing as $49. I checked that. So hold on 1 second here. Let me make sure I change that up. Hold on 1 second. I'm glad I checked that. I'm glad I checked this, partner. So I looked in here just to make sure. I refreshed it and went back up to the different pricing here. I got you at $449, not $499 on this one. So, hey, $50 every month, it counts, man. So I want to make sure.
It sure does.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me just a moment here. While that approval is going through again, I'm going to go ahead and check on everything else to make sure that's sent out and sent through as well, too. Also, there's another email I sent out to you. You do not have to do this today, all right? But as soon as possible, it will help expedite getting that approval going through your Google verification for the correct business name, okay? So take a look at it. You don't have to complete the whole thing, but the more, the better. It's going to ask for pictures of maybe tools that you use or even the business, whatever you'd like to go ahead and send through. But that will expedite everything and move it even quicker to get you verified through Google, okay? But as far as your Google Ads, this will get done within the first 7 to 14 days. That's how fast we're going to move with it, okay? I just want to make sure you have that set there in mind.
All right.
So, refresh again, hold on. Here. There we go, it's getting approved now. They just responded. Perfect. So you said that you branched off from a different partnership before, huh?
Yeah.
Was just things fall out, or just kind of wanted to grow apart from there?
Yeah, things just didn't work out.
Really?
I run business a certain kind of way.
Yeah. I feel that. Yes, sir. I hope it wasn't with family. I've done family business before, and that did not work out very well at all.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Thing is, man, when you run a business. But I also own a skating rink too. But I like to invest in my business. I mean, you know, family wants to take money and just keep the money, you know. Run a business like that.
If anything, you should set aside a specific amount of how much your business is making and put it right back into the business.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. You gotta fall back. The business is kind of good. Yeah, buddy.
My family, the same thing. Mostly from my father's side. Oh my gosh, it does very well, but they just, if you're trying to keep track of money, it's not even possibility with their company.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm like, no. You gotta put more money back into the company. That's actually almost the same exact thing I was running
back.
Yeah. All right, partner. Looks like this one is going through. I'm gonna refresh here again. And then, again, I want to make sure, don't hang up the phone even once it goes through. I want to make sure you stay on the phone with me so I can show you your invoice, okay?
Okay.
I don't forget my promises. All right. All right, so let's see here. All right, perfect. It looks good. I'm going to process the payment for only $4.49. Let me know once you get a text or an email, whichever comes first, okay?
All right.
Oh, so the account closed. Oh, for this card, I think it's saying that you might get a text from your bank saying, is this you that's processing this payment? Did you get anything like that? Oh, okay, cool.
Security feature on that account.
Okay.
I might have to call
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you let them know through text, I believe, or something like that, to let them know that it is you and that you authorize it, then we can go ahead and process after that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call. Let me call my bank. This happened the other day. Let me call them real quick and let them know that I authorized that transaction. Then you can run that card through.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not going to run nothing unless I'm having you on the phone and then you see your invoice. So I just want to make sure that happens. So, did you want me to call you back in like 5 minutes or so?
Give me like 10 minutes and then I'm going to call the bank now. You can call me right back.
Okay, I'll give you 10 minutes, man. I'll give you a call then.
All right, thanks.